Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's David J. Check it. Yo.
Have young people in our lives, teens, tweens,
young adults, and, you know, young adults can go, I was looking at statistics a few days ago where, you know, young, when you talk about young adults, you're not only talking about late teens and early 20s. Sometimes some demographics consider young adults the under 40 crowd to under 35 crowd. You know, it just depends. And but one thing about it, it's important for us to take care of one another. You know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago also how it's, we will be talking about how important it is for us to do the best to be there for our senior adult communities also, right? You know, so different brackets and different, all of us need one another, bottom line, regardless of who we are, celebs, non-celebs, or whatever. So as you can hear me, I'm not talking from notes. This is a topic that I'm pretty much well-versed on, and because we all talk about these subject matters every day, and I'm comfortable with this topic of discussing youth, young people, young adults, youth advocates. Youth advocates are all ages, from 1 to 100, right? So anybody who advocates and supports and want to see young people and youth do better, you're a youth advocate, right? If you're a proponent of things being improved and being in better condition, you are a youth advocate. Because some of you might say, well, I'm not a youth advocate. I mean, if you are concerned about your community as a whole, then you care about what goes on. Even if you're like me, have no kids, there are people who are youth advocates. I have a lot of friends who have no kids of their own, but they care about young people and they care about their friends and their relatives' kids. And, you know, and many of us adopt or do have kids of our own. And so it's important that that all of us have outlets to express ourselves and discuss important topics. Because, you know, we'll probably be talking about a lot of adult topics here because young people are concerned about a lot of things that go on in their parents' lives, their friends' lives, or people that they work with. You know, we all are here together for one another. So this is like a premier show because this will be a monthly show where we do talk about issues, and that's from pregnancy, crime. Crime is real important worldwide. Education, school. The president, that's been a hot topic regarding college costs. You know, getting proper education and college calls. How many of you listened to the president's speech a week ago from this past Friday when he talked a lot about college costs? And, you know, when he was on the bus and toured and talked with college-age students. And there was a very interesting speech that the president presented. And he discussed the cost of college and private colleges and public colleges, and he even talked about, you know, he and his wife being attorneys, the cost of it is for law students, and reducing how long it takes for law students to get their degrees, and other students also, because sometimes he feels that sometimes it might take 4 years for undergrads, and might take 3 years, and then when you're in grad school, you know, it might not should take as long as it does. So, you know, we'll talk about different topics, from educational to fun, like what movie. So a movie, I might be behind, like 2 or 3 weeks behind, but who has seen The Butler? If you haven't seen The Butler, I mean, you know, it's a good movie for the, and, you know, it's history. There's some, you know, graphic stuff in that movie, but I saw The Butler yesterday, and it was not a boring moment. It took me through an emotional roller coaster. I'm talking about from laughter to happiness to tears. My eyes were literally, it's not anything. Well, I'm talking about myself. My eyes, and I was there matinee alone, but with other people in the theater, but my eyes were literally water fountains. Water just flowing. But the entire film was fabulous. The cast did a wonderful job, and I see what people say of those that have shared their reviews. Where, you know, this Oscar, how many Oscar nominations would that film get? And especially Miss O. But Forrest Whitaker, he did an amazing job. Can you just imagine the training and learning that he had to go through to really play that character to a T? Because, I mean, the person that he was portraying, he was schooled and groomed to be a butler from a young age. And I tend to tell the whole story because some of you, like me, had not seen the movie until yesterday. But he was groomed from childhood, and I'm just thinking, I haven't heard in interviews how long did it take Forrest Whitaker to really get the butler techniques down pat. You know, it's a difference in having good etiquette and being a butler. You know, though, you know, we talk about proper etiquette here. Now, Forrest Whitaker might have the best personal table etiquette and etiquette when it comes to dealing with food and dining. But when you are on the other side and you're learning how to be one of the best, you're the best if you're working at the White House. So, and this is something that this man had done since he was a kid. You know, and so I'm just wondering what type, I got to research that whole thing regarding Forrest Whitaker's training in how to be a proper butler. But I love the Florida film because I was just wondering how are they going to flow the different presidential administrations and so on. So they did it smoothly and properly, and I love the historical aspect. Of course, I'm talking about not just the butler's life, but also the different situations that were going on during each administration. And then the humor of the film, that, Lord have mercy. I mean, it was just amazing. So I give it a thumb up for, you know, especially teenagers, college age, and the whole family. But, you know, you have to be very, it was emotional to me. And I think even to those of you that are not emotional, you know, you will experience extreme anger. You're going to laugh. And then it's relatable. It's a very relatable film for all of us, different cultures and subcultures. So a big shout out to the Weinstein Company for producing such an amazing film, and Lee Daniels and my man Lenny Kravitz was just spectacular, of course, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was just amazing film. Loved it, thumbs up. But I was just checking out like some of the hot films that were hot for teens and young people during the summertime, and summer's almost over. It's time for our fall films to come out. Right now on ABC, they're promoting like the lineup for the fall premiere season. Looking forward to watching the MDA telethon, which is airing later on after one of my favorite shows, Secret Millionaire. And you all know I have to give a shout out to Ryan Seacrest. So he's a major part of that. So I think Enrique Iglesias also, and many other celebs. So yay! Shout out to I know one of my celebrity friends who loves Mississippi, James Franco also. He's in Venice at the Venice Film Festival celebrating his film Child of God. And so a big shout out to him. He said on Facebook, he said that he's having a fun time and it's going good. And tomorrow night, the Franco Rose will be on Comedy Central. And, you know, his company is in the midst of casting pre-production for the film, The Sound and the Fury, another Will Faulkner book based in Mississippi that he decided that he'll return to Mississippi and film here in Mississippi. Because, you know, you all know independent or big film companies, they do not have to make films where they're based. And so that's a blessing in itself that James Franco chooses Mississippi. Again, around this time last year, he filmed a movie, As I Lay Dying, based on Will Faulkner's book. here, right here in the Jackson metro area, outside of Jackson, where the time of you all remember Time to Kill, right? Based on the John Grisham novel with Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock. So As I Lay Dying was filmed in Canton and Carthage and other towns throughout Mississippi and I'm not sure what other state, but, you know, of course, down here in the Deep South. And so that film will be released on September 27th. And so limited, so I hope it releases here in Mississippi. Maybe they have a fun party or something also, but, I mean, it was made here. It should be released here. A lot of times limited release films don't come here until they're released nationally. But As I Lay Dying releases on September 27th. But one thing about it, I think Lovelace is not released here. It's still not here, but I did get a chance to see it on Xfinity, a Comcast cable, Xfinity channel. And Spring Breakers was at the theaters here, but I got an opportunity to see it earlier today. That's an interesting film. Very interesting. Great soundtrack. That's an interesting film. Interesting film. I know a lot of young. Wow, that's a very interesting film. Very interesting. I told James early on Facebook that I finally seen it, and I'm like, the cast, you guys definitely played you guys' roles to the fullest. I mean, it was wow. I mean, Atalin and his character and the girls. Wow. You know, that was just amazing. And it really had a good moral story to it, you know. And Selena's character, you could really relate to all of the characters. It's just amazing, interesting story. For some reason, the word abstract, like looking at abstract art, the word abstract kept popping up in my mind as I watched that film. It was like abstract viewing, you know, really. So if you haven't seen Spring Breakers, regardless, you know, some of you probably say, well, that's only for young people, that's only for teenagers. That film is very interesting. And then when you watch it, you're like, whoa. But then it's about spring break, and then you're like, whoa. As I told my mother, I was like, some parents, if they see that movie, they might not let their kids go to spring break. But spring break is a fun time. Regardless of what you do your spring break, it's a fun time and should definitely have fun during celebration of spring break. Just regardless of what you're doing and where you are, spring break, because you never experience spring break again, you know, through your high school and college years. So, you know, it's best to have good fun, clean fun, and not getting locked up and all that like the girls in the fam, but it's just amazing. But I'll play a little music and pretty much just talk about different issues and different topics. Today's show is only a 45-minute show. And guess who's coming for the next broadcast, which will be on October the 6th, Sunday? Pam Grier. She is a hardcore community activist here in Jackson. Many of you know her from Houston also, and in, she lived in Macomb, Mississippi, and you guys hear me spread the word regarding her event here in Mississippi. She very often coordinates vigils. Last Saturday, I spread the word for you guys to attend her, August the 24th, to attend her event that was at City Hall, the same day CARE event happened at the Reservoir. And she had a Stop the Violence event at City Hall. So she spearheads a lot of events geared to the youth community. And so she's going to be on the show on October the 6th. I originally invited her to come on today, but I'm like, definitely want to properly promote her appearance and spread the word. I know many of you will be calling in and talking in the chat room to ask, and to inquire about certain subject matters and different programs and all of that. So why did I choose the name Young People United Coalition? Well, because in the early 90s I created a support group called Young People United Coalition. And then when I said, well, I'm going to start doing this once a month, I'm like, well, I'm 45, and I need to let youth advocates know that this is important for youth advocates of all ages to be involved in the broadcasting of this particular show, because it's important. And so that is the reason for being now Young People and Youth Advocates United Coalition Presents, because it's all about youth, young people, and youth advocates of all ages, races, worldwide, coming together, discussing issues that are important, fun, happy-go-lucky issues, and also serious issues such as crime, Planned Parenthood, jobs, education. You know, the list goes on and on. Homelessness, you all know that is a very important issue to me. Homelessness and other topics, and then just being good people. And again, I want to wish you all a happy Labor Day also. A happy Labor Day. I hope you've been having a happy Labor Day weekend. Another patriotic holiday that I love. The next broadcast will be tomorrow early, and we'll talk about the history of Labor Day. You all know I love to talk about the history and profile the history of certain holidays. So we'll talk about the history of Labor Day. And we'll be back on the regular schedule next week. But the regular schedule will be different. I'm tweaking the schedule. Only AM shows for Monday and Wednesdays. So Motivating Monday on Mondays and Matters of the Heart Wednesday on Wednesday AM. You know, I've been playing around with the schedules, because I know you guys like different time slots also. But, you know, so we're going to have afternoon show schedule and also prime time show schedule. And speaking of fabulous young people, remember Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, also known as Casey Munchkin, awesome producer, will be returning on September the 14th. That's in 2 weeks. We're going to have a club, Coach Shock Entertainment Reports again, and we're going to have fun talking about his EP, Casey Comes Alive. You know how much I love me some SeaWorld High Fashion, Bahama Mama, and all of that. I think I will play some of SeaWorld High Fashion and Casey Munchkin also. And, you know, Casey Munchkin is he was born in Houston. His dad was a military brat. And he was born in Houston, but his family lives in Pensacola. And he's a student, a music engineering student right now in Orlando. But right now, here's Dread Days Protection.
I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Oh, when you slip and fall, all you do is call. I'll be there to catch you, girl. Don't wanna burst your bubble. I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Oh, when you slip and fall, all you do is call. I'll be there to catch you, girl.
To the offspring, do the right thing. Love underneath your wing. Light vibration bright, reaching them to new heights. Best to do me part. Serious and nation, good vibration. Bring that one up.
Let the love abide. Tell me.